evening, a few days after the writing had appeared in Trout's Way, the spider called a meeting of all the animals in the barn. Said, "I shall begin by calling the roll. Wilbur? Here," said the pig. "Gander? Here, here, here," said the gander. "You sound like three ganders," muttered Charlie. "Why can't you just say here? Why do you have to repeat everything?"
It's my idiosyncrasy. Idiosyncrasy.
Replied the gander. "Goose," said Charlotte. "Here, here, here," said the goose. Charlotte glared at her. "Goslings? 1 through 7. Bee, 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 bee," said the goslings. "This is getting to be quite a meeting," said Charlotte. "Anybody would think we had 3 ganders, 3 geese, and 21 goslings? Sheep? Yeah!" answered the sheep all together. "Lambs? Yeah!" answered the lambs all together. "Templeton?" No answer. "The rat," said Charlotte. "I guess we can proceed without him. Now, all of you must have noticed what's been going on around here the last few days. The message I wrote in my web prison Wilbur has been received. The Zuckermans have fallen for it. And so has everybody else. Zuckerman thinks Wilbur is an unusual pig, and therefore he won't want to kill him and eat him. I dare say my trick will work, and Wilbur's life can be saved." "Hooray!" cried everybody. "Thank you very much," said Charlotte. "Now I call this meeting in order to get suggestions. I need new ideas for the web. People are already getting sick of reading the word something. If anybody can think of another message or remark, I'll be glad to wave it into the web. Any suggestions for a new
slogan?
How about pig super? Pig what?
Pig Sue Soup
Supreme.
Supreme. Good.
Pig Supreme, asked one of the lambs. "No good," said Charlotte. "It sounds like a rich dessert. How about Tipper Tipper Chick Different?" asked the goose. Put that down to one tipper. And it will do very quickly, said Charlie. I think Tifrit might...
Terrific.
Might impress Zeppelin. But Charlotte, said Wilbur, I am not terrific. That doesn't make a practical of difference, replied Charlotte. Not a particle. People believe almost anything they see is print. Does anybody here know how to spell terrific? I think, said the gander, it's TWEIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIIII an acrobat do you think I am? Said Charlotte in disgust. I would have to have ST visits, Vitus. It's ST. ST.
To have sent Virtus.
Sanvitus dance to wave a world like that into my web. Sorry, said Leander. Then the oldest sheep spoke up. I agree that there should be something new written in the web if Rover's life is to be saved, said. And if Charlotte needs help in finding words, I think she can get it from our friend Templeton. The Wren visits the dump regularly and has access to old magazines, and he can tear out bits of advertisements.
Advertisements.
And bring them up here to the barn. So what Charlotte can have something to copy. Good idea, said Charlotte. But I'm not sure Templeton will be willing to help. You know how he is always looking out for himself, never thinking of the other fellow. I bet I can get him to help, said the old chief. Here he comes now. Everybody keep quiet while I put the matter up to him. The rat entered the barn the way he always did, moving along close to the wall. What's up? He asked. Assembled. is done. Templeton, bring back the clipping from a magazine. Charlotte needs new ideas so she can write magazines in her will to save Wilbur's life. Let him die, said the rat. January with Wilbur is dead, and nobody comes down here with a nice meal of orange left to pour into the cup. Wilbur's leftover food is a source of day after day. You'll grow so thin we can look right through your stomach and see objects on the other side. Templeton's whiskers quivered. Maybe you're right, he said gruffly. I'm making a trip to the dump tomorrow afternoon. I'll bring back the magazine. If I can find one. Thanks, said Charlotte. The meeting is now adjourned. I have a busy evening ahead of me. I've got to tear my web apart to write. Terrific. Wilbur blushed. But I am not terrific, Charlotte. I'm just about to average. For Pete. Your terrific is far as I'm concerned, replied Charlotte sweetly. What counts? You are my best friend, and I think you're sensational.
Sensational.
Now stop arguing and go get some snacks. So that was Charlotte's Web. Bye guys, see you later, see you later, see you later, see ya. See ya later.
Bye guys.
No.